Hey, good luck, everybody, and welcome to the Motzoi Shabbos Shir for Parshas Vayakel and Pekudei. I assume everyone can hear me okay. I was also, of course, Parshas Chodesh today, and being that we are exactly 2 weeks from Pesach, 2 weeks from tonight, that's the first Seder, I thought we'd talk about a Pesach subject, and that is the subject of Kitnias on Pesach, the minig among Ashkenazim, to refrain from eating items known are in the category of kitnios, which we can discuss a little bit what the category of kitnios includes. I'd like to discuss that this evening. We'll begin with a reference from the parshas this morning, Vayakel and Pekudei. In parshas Vayakel, we know the two sages together basically present the fulfillment of the commandments, the mitzvahs that were found in the Sedras Truma and Tetzaveh, and the beginning of Kisisa concerning the construction of the Mishkan and the various kelim of the Mishkan. The Torah said, it says in Parsh Vayakel, in the first source, Parak Lamed Hey, Pasuk Yud, V'chol Chacham Lei B'chem Yavol V'yasos Kosher Tziv Hashem, all the people endowed with wisdom and the creative people and so on and so forth should come and build the Mishkan and so on. Among the different things mentioned there, Pasuk Yud Gimel, Zas Shulchan Resbadav is called Kelav Eis Lechem Haponim. The Shulchan, the table, and the so-called Lechem Haponim, usually translated as showbread. Rashi explains in this section of Parak Lamed Hey Pasuk Gimel Source 2 Kvar Perashtia. I explained it earlier in Parashas Truma. It's called Lechem Aponim Al Shem Shor Aponim Lekano Lekan. It was fashioned in such a way that it was flat and kind of had a face, so to speak, on each side. A face on each side. Okay, there's a whole discussion about what exactly it looked like. Not our topic now. Rashi says Shosu Kamin Teva Prutza. Okay, it was some shape, and it was called the Lechem Aponim. That's in Parsha Vayakel, and in Parsha's Pekudei, when the Torah lists that on, as it says in Perak Mem Pasuk Yud Zayin, Source 3, Vayhiba Chodesh Harishon Vashon Hashenis Beechav LaChodesh, on the first day of Nisan. That's today. Tonight's Rosh Chodesh, right? So on Rosh Chodesh Nisan, the first year, just a little less than 1 year after Yetzias Mitzrayim, right? The first Rosh Chodesh Nisan that they had after coming out of Mitzrayim. Who kama Mishkan? The Mishkan was erected, and all the different parts of the Mishkan were put into place. And among the different things, in Pasuk Chav Beis, Vayiten Es HaShulchan Ba'omer Al Yerech HaMishkan Tzafon HaMechutz HaBaruch, was placed on the northern side. And the Pasuk of Gimel, if I ask people to mute themselves if possible so we have less interference, on Pasuk of Gimel, it says, Vayarach Olav Erech Lechem Lif Hashem Kasher Tzivo Hashem Es Moshe. Again, the Lechem upon him is put. Rashi says on the Pasuk Dalid, which I didn't print the Pasuk, but it says, Varachtes Erko. It says shtei marachos shalechem aponim. There were two columns of the of bread. Many of the details concerning this lechem aponim itself are described later on in the Torah and Parshas Emor in Source 5, Vayikra Perkav Dalet, starting in Pasuk Hey. It says v'lokachta soles. You take flour, v'fiso, so you bake it shteim esrei chalos, 12 loaves. How much flour is in each challah? And Pasuk Vav is Samto Sam Shtayim Arachos, 2 columns, Shesh Amarechos Al Shulchan HaTorah Fnei Hashem, 2 columns of 6 each, and they had to add Levona, certain other ingredient, and it was done every Shabbos, Be'om HaShabbos, Be'om HaShabbos, and V'haisol Aaron Levona V'achlum Mokum Kodosh, after the week was up, was given to Aaron and the other Kohanim to eat, and so on. Rashi, there in Parshas Emor, in Source 6, Parak Havdalad of Ayikra, Pasuk Vav, he says, Sheish Amarechas, Sheish Chalos Amarecha Achas, each column had 6 loaves. And Vahoyso Rashi says, HaMincha Azos. This Lechem Aponim is referred to as a Mincha offering. It's a Mincha offering. Okay, the Mincha is a flour offering. And Rashi adds, Shekol Dover Shabomin Hatvua Bechlau Mincha. Anything to do with the Mishkan and subsequently the Beis HaMikdash, which was made from flour, is categorized as a Mincha offering. Keep that in the back of your head. It says in the Pasuk is made out of solus. Solus is flour. What type of flour? So in the Psikta Zutra, so the so-called Medrash Lekach Tov, there in Parshas Emor, Perkav Dalad of Ayikra Pasuk Hay, Source 7, the Psikta says, Lekach to solus, shetei nilkachas mitrumas halishka. The money was paid for with the Matzah Shekel, that we've spoken about in the past, but solus min hachitin. The flour had to be from wheat. It had to be dafka wheat flour, not any other type of grain. Now, the Sifrei in Parshas Pinchas, Piskas Kuf Mem Bei, Sifrei in Bamidbar, Piskas Kuf Mem Bei, 8, says, Soles bin Hachitim. Soles, the flour for these offerings, had to, mincha offerings in general, and the Lechem Aponim in particular, had to be from wheat. So says the Medrash. Ata Omer Soles bin Hachitim, Enam en Hasorim, Bekusman, Beshibol, Shul, Beshifon. Maybe this flour can be made out of one of the other any of the other four types of grain, the four so-called cereal grains. Sorghum is barley, kusmin is spelt, shibol shul is oat, and shifon is rye. So who said it's got to come from wheat? That's the Medrash asks him. It says it has to come from wheat, but why? We have five different types of grain, the chameshes min dogan, so maybe you should be able to make it out of barley or spelt or oats or rye. Talmud lomar, solas chitim ta'aseh osam, a pasuk in Parshas Tetzaveh, which I printed in Perek Chavtes, printed in Source 9, Shmos Perek Chavtes, when they were dedicating the putting the Mishkan into operation, Pasuk Aleph says, "Yeah, Dovash Atazan Lakadosh Osam and so on." You had to take certain karbanas, certain animals for karbanas, and then it says in Pasuk Beis of Parakov Tesishmos 9, "V'lechem matzos v'chalos matzos v'lulos v'shamen v'kikay matzos v'shukim v'shamen." Different types of bread offerings. Sol eschitim taseh osam. There it specifically mentions sol eschitim. So the back in Source 8, the Medrash in the Medrash in the Sifrei. Medrash Halacha in Pesach Kuf Mem Beis and Bamidbar says that since over there it says the word solas and it specifies chitim, so a second line of eight. Ho v'nemru slosas b'torah stam upirat lecha kosh v'achad b'sheina elam echitim av portanim b'chol slosas b'torah shalu elam echitim. All solas offerings in the Mishkan and the Beis Hamikdash, including the lechem aponim. When it says solas, again look back in Source 5. The lechem aponim was made. It says v'lakachto solas v'afisa. So it had to be dafka made from wheat, not from something else. Then, as a side point, I printed in Gemara Menachos Ayin Vav Bei says in 10, Tanarban and Solas Vafis Osa Melamed Shenichas Solas. You can purchase it or acquire it when it's already grain. You should acquire it when it's already flour. When it's already been made into flour. Menayin Shav Filichas. What if I can I first get it when it's kernels and then make it into flour? Okay, but Lakach to be Kol Makom. Rashi says as long as there Rashi Ayin Vav Bei in Menachos Source 11 Talmud Loma Lakach to be Kol Makom Vachete Solas. Brura b'shasve, it has to be pure, you know, flour at the time when you offer it. And this is how we paskin. The Rambam in Hilchos Maisa HaKarbonos, Perek Beis Halacha Beis says in 12, V'chol HaMenacha Solas Chitim, all mincha offerings were made from wheat flour, dafke, except for two of them, mincha sota, and the omer on the second day of Pesach, which came from barley, not our topic now. And among the different mincha offerings, as the Rambam says there in Halacha Gimel, of Perek Beis of Hilchos Maisa HaKarbonos 12, HaMincha Shlishes Hu Lechem Aponim, it's not put on mizbeach. It's not offered on the altar. There's no mizbeach that had anything to do with the melechem upon him. It was all given to the kohanim to eat. It sat on the shulchan. But again, it's got to be made out of flour, dafka, wheat flour. Now, the Gemara, the Mishnah says in Menachos Nun Beis and Beis 13, kol menachos bo's matzah. Okay, even though it's called lechem upon him, it's not bread. It's not the actual challah. It's not. It doesn't rise. It's got to be matzah. Every mincha offering, which we just sowed, mincha offerings include the lechem upon him, had to be made, it's baked into matzah and not into actual bread. Chutz mi-chamesh betodos, j'alechem shein bo'os chametz. Again, two exceptions, the certain loaves from the carbon toda and the j'alechem on Shavuos, that's an exception. And that's why the Gemara says, the Mishnah says in Sukkot, the Nehemet Beis, the Mishnah's batzeres on Shavuos, omer la-helech matzah, helech chametz. Rashi explains that when Shavuos lands on Shabbos, so the Kohanim are given some matzah and some actual chametz, right? Matzah hele chametz. The matzah is the lechem upon him, right? And the you know, because that's matzah. Again, we see from Rashi over there, lechem upon him shehu matzah, and the chametz is the shtei lechem, a special offering on Shavuos. And that's what the Rambam says now. If we look finally in Source 16, Perek Hey of Hilchos Tumim Musafin Halacha Vav. Ketzer Maisa Lechem upon him. How do you make the Lechem upon him? You bring 24 Se'im Chitim. Chitim, it's got to be wheat. Okay, and it tells you the whole thing. It's ground up, and it's made into flour, and then it's got to be pure. Okay, and it gives you the whole recipe if you want to read it. Okay, so now what do we see? The Lechem upon him was grain, but it was dafka wheat. Now, there's another mitzvah in the Torah, which relates also to products made from flour, and that is the mitzvah of Hafroshes Chalav. That's found in Parsha Shlach. The Midbar Perek Tesvov starting Pasuk Gedzayin. We know that when you come into Eretz Yisrael, so you have to, when you bake a certain amount of dough, so you've got to take off a certain amount, and that's called the challah. And I printed the psukim there if you want to read it. So the Mishnah says in challah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, what type of flour is subject to the requirement of Afroshas challah? So the very first mission, Maseches Challah, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, says in 18, Chamisha Dvarim Chayavim B'Challah. Only flour made only out of five types of grain are obligated in the midst of challah, namely chitim, wheat, saorim, barley, kusmin, spelt, shibol shul, oats, and shifon rye. Harei elu chayim b'challah, and start from zem zek. Even if you make a mixture, it's also. And then the Mishnah says in Mishnah Beis, Ha'ochel mehem kezayis matzah bepesach yotzei chavasa. Similarly, if you have a kezayis of matzah, any of these five types of grain, you yotzei the mitzvah of eating matzah on Pesach night at the Seder, right? That's the second Mishnah there in Perek Aleph of Challah. And kezayis chometz chayav bikoris. And if you eat a kezayis of chometz made of any of these five, that's when you get koris. Okay, and the Mishnah says similarly in Maseches Pesachim. Again, we know in Parshas Bo, we learned it this morning, for Parshas Chodesh, right? In Shmos Perek Yud Beis, Pasuk Tezvav, it says, Shivas Yamim Matzos Tochelu, right? You have to eat matzah for 7 days. Achbam Rishon Tashbis Somotechem, you have to get rid of all leavened products, you know, in advance of the first day. Kikol Ochel Chomet, anyone eats Chomet, of Nikrasan, Nefeshem, Yisom, Rishon, 7 days, you eat Chomet, you get the Chayachib of Kores, all right? And that's in terms of the Issa Chometz, and then the Mitzvah of Matzah, right? That's the Pasuk in Pasuk Yuches, right? But Erev Tochlu Matzah, so that night there's an obligation to eat Matzah. So the Mishnah in Pesachim, on Daf Lamed Heyam and Aleph 20, says, Eilu Dvarim She'odam Ochel, She'odam Yotzei Bohen Yedei Chavosa B'Pesach. These are the grains which one may use to make Matzah, with which to be Yotzei, the obligation on Pesach night. B'chitin, B'sorim, B'kusman, B'shifon, B'shibol Shol, wheat, barley, spelt rye and oats, and to call the chameshus mine dogon. Rashi says, "What do you mean?" 21. Rashi says, "There in Pesachim lamed hayam beis." What do you mean to be yotze and Pesach mishum chobas matzah balayla rishona? The obligation to eat matzah on the first night shum mechuyav lechol matzah, when there's indeed an obligation. Right, as we know, the only time you absolutely have to eat matzah on Pesach is at the Seder. The rest of the week you can't eat chometz, but you don't have to eat matzah. You could eat the potatoes or you know, whatever kosher base of candy bars, but you don't have to eat matzah. But the first night, you have to eat matzah. Okay? The Gemara comments on that mission, the Gemara there in Pesachim, Lamed Heyam and Aleph, 22, just botanically, or whatever the word would be, tells us, Tana Kusmin Min Chitin. Okay, spelt is actually a type of wheat. Shibol is shul, v'shifon oats, and rye means sorrel. So it's really their type of barley. So principally, there's wheat and barley. Okay? The spelt is a type of wheat, and oats and rye are a type of barley. And Rashi has nafkamina for truma, because when you take truma, you can take, let's say I have to separate truma for the coin. I can't take more of this fruit to cover my other fruit. It has to be whatever product you're giving, has to be a percentage of that type of product. You can't take one product on another. Okay. Now, more important for us right now, the Gemara says, Pesachim Lamed Heyam and Aleph, 24. Honey in these five, yes? Okay, you can make matzah out of it, any of these five. But orez, rice, dochen, millet, lo. We make matzah out of rice or out of millet, no good. That won't work. How do we know? Because Omar b'shun alokesh, tachen tanu de b'rebi shmol, v'chen tanu de b'elaz v'yakob. Omar krot lo sochal olav chomet shiva shom tochal of matzos. Take a look back in source 19, the pasuk this morning's landing in Parsha Chodesh, Perek Yud Beis v'shmos. Pasuk tesvav, the Torah draws a link. Okay, there's a link between not eating chametz, right? And yes, eating matzahs. The Gemara says, what can you make matzah out of? So since it says in the second line of 24, lo sochal of chametz shivas yom tochal of matzahs, dvarim habarim lidei chimutz, if it's a type of thing which could become chametz, then adam yotzei midei chavasa b'matzah. That's what you have to make matzah. We yotzei matzah only out of grains that could become chametz. Yotzu elu, but rice, millet, she'ein boin dei chimutz, elu dei sirchon. They don't rise. If they do, it's more a sense of being spoiled or decayed or rotten, as opposed to chametz. All right. So basically, the Gemara says the only thing which you could be yotzei, the only type of produce for which you could be yotzei in the mitzvah of achilas matzah, is the same type of produce which, if you'd make it into chametz, would be a violation of the issur chametz, and that's not true of rice or millet. And then Gemara goes on and says, Masnisin de loka b'yochan Nuri. This is not like b'yochan Nuri. The Omar Orez min doganhu. B'yochan Nuri is of the opinion that rice is also a type of grain. Okay. B'chayavan al chimutzo koris. He says, if you make bread out of rice, okay, rice bread, rice cakes, you make that, that would be a chi of koris of achilas chametz, in which case you could also use it for matzah. But we don't paskin. B'yochan Nuri says, Oser ba'orez v'dogen. There's a funny expression where Adam is karov lahachmitz. It's like it becomes chametz, and then the Gemara analyzes what does he mean. It's karov lahachmitz, not really chametz gomer, or it is chametz gomer. It more concludes it is chametz gomer. So you look in the Rashi's, okay? The Rabbi Yochanan Nuri is of the opinion that rice and millet can't become chametz. Okay, they're not tasty. They're ruined if it rises and so on. at least in terms of halacha, and therefore it's you can't become chametz, it can't be used for matzah. Just as a side point relative to what we just spoke about before, look in 25, the third Rashi there in Pesachim Lamed Hayim and Aleph Oser Be'orz V'Dochen Lechol Hemenot Tav Shel BePesach. He asked eating things cooked out of rice and millet on Pesach. Now Yesh Mefarsh Shel Menachos. Okay, some say he was talking about you're not allowed to use it for menachos, but Rashi says shibushu, because it was already learned menachos had to be for only wheat anyway, right? The shibushu, the ein mincha ba'al al-chitim, as we explained. So, you know, he can't be talking about that. He was talking about on Pesach. Okay, now, one other ha'ara, there's a pasuk in Parshas Re'eh, which we lay in on the last day of Pesach, Dvarim Perek Tezayin Pasuk Gimel, Osochal Olav Chametz Shivas Yom 26, Osochal Olav Chametz Shivas Yom Tochal Matzos Lechem Oni Kibichipozin Yotzosom Eretz Mitzrayim Amantiskos Yom Tzeschom Eretz Mitzrayim Kol Yom Echayecha. We know that pasuk is in Haggadah, but there it's called Lechem Oni, it's called Lechem. So the Bartanura, Ravadim Bartanura, commenting on that Mishnah Chala Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph, go back if you want to look at it again in source 18, it says for the mitzvah of Froshas Chala, the grain has to be made only out of one of these five types of grain. Okay, the challah has made it only one of these five types of grain. How do we know? So the Bartanura explains, based on the Gemara, the Gamrinan Chalami Pesach, because since matzah is called lechem, in this pasuk we just read in Parshas Re'eh in 26, and you look back in source 17, it says by Froshas Chala, Bahaya Ba'ach in Perak Tesvava Bemidbar Pasuk Yud Tes, in source 17, the third line, Bahaya Ba'ach Lechemi Lechem Ha'aretz, Lechem Ha'aretz. So we have a connection. That's called Lechem. This is called Lechem. So the Bartender says, Ma Lechem, Amr Pesach, Dobra Ba'ali De Chimutz, Af Lechem or Bechala Dobra Ba'ali Chimutz, Ein Lecha Ba'ali Chimutz, Ela Elu Chamei Shamin and Bilvad. Right, only these five become halachically categorized as chametz, and so both by afroshes we learn a connection between afroshes challah in general all year long and matzah that it has to be and chametz they all have to be from the five species of grain only. And again in Mishnah Beis where the Mishnah Challah spoke about the matzah, same thing. It says the connection between chametz and matzah. Dvarim habayim l'day chimutz adam yotzim chovas matzah. Dvarim she'ein bo l'day chimutz ein adam yotzim behen. And that's how we paskin halacha, the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim, that's where he talks about the mitzvah of challah, Perek Vav of Hilchos Bikurim, halacha beis, ein chavim b'challah ela chameshes min etzvo b'vad, and he lists what they are and so on, and he has the connection between lechem and so on. Look at the end, he says, 28, av ha'osef pas, you make bread, out of orez, rice, o dochen, o kayotze b'hem, and akitneos, these types of other types of the products, ein on chayoven b'challah klal. You bake bread out of one of these things, there is no mitzvah of these other grains like rice and other things like that. There is no mitzvah of Rosh Hashanah whatsoever. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Bikurim. In Hilchos Chametz Matzah, when it comes to the mitzvah of matzah on Pesach night at the Seder, 29, Perek Vav of Hilchos Chametz Matzah, Alacha Dalad, Ein Adam Yotze de Chovas Achilas Matzah, Ela Im Kein Ochla, Me'echar Mechameshes, Chamesh Aminim, and he quotes the Pasuk and so on, linking that and so on, linking the chametz, Yisra chametz, and the mitzvah of matzah. And he writes again at the end of Alach Adalah there in 29, Aval shar dvarim kigon orez v'dochen v'kitneos ein yotze behen yidei matzah l'vishen ben chametz. They can't become chametz, and therefore you cannot be yotze the mitzvah of matzah with something made out of those products. And the previous parak hey, Halacha Aleph 30, of Hilchos Chametz u'Matzah, the Rambam writes, ein osam mishum chametz b'pesach elachameshes minei dogin bilvad. Okay, you only violate the Isser of Chametz on Pesach if the product is made out of one of these five species, period. And they are, again, the two types of wheat, which he says is wheat and spelt, the three types of barley, which is barley and oats and rye, and the second line of 30, Aval kitneos, kidon orez, v'dochen, upulin, the types of beans, v'adoshim, lentils, ukeetzim, ein behem mishum chametz. El afilu losh kemach orez, even if you kneaded this into a dough, even if you take these other things, the kitneos, and you made it into a dough, ukayotzebo and so on, you did whatever you did, and it rose, hareze mutter ba'achila. That's not called chametz lehalacha. Okay, as a matter of fact, just to show how far this goes, I mean, it's clear at this point that there is no isser whatsoever in terms of chametz on Pesach for products that are made out of anything other than these five types of grain. Okay, there is a Mishnah later on in Pesach. It's a Mishnah that we know because it has to do with the Seder. On Daf Kuf Yud Dal Amud Aleph, we know 31. The Mishnah says, "Hevi lefon of matzah v'chazeres v'charoses u'shnei tavshil." What we call the Seder plate, right? So there was matzah and there was maror on it. Charoses u'shnei tavshilin, two cooked items. Okay, which the Gemara explained what it is. Or two cooked items. We have a minhag is to use an egg and a bone, a chicken bone or something, right? those two things. So the Gemara asks, I'm Kuf Yudal Amud Beis, 33. My Shnei Tavshilin. What are the Shnei Tavshilin? The two items you have? Guess what? Amar Huna, Silka, which is beets or spinach, the Aroza, and rice. So according to Rav Huna, you could have rice. Not could. You're supposed to have rice as one of the cooked items on your Seder plate. Okay? And Rava, Havmahada, Silka, Aroza, and Rava was Dafke Mak. But you do that whole enough with Rav Huna. He had great respect for Rav Huna. Rav Huna said that was the practice. Rav Huna wanted to follow the sheet of Rav Huna. See, Dafka wanted to have silka beets, spinach and beets in the same family, and rice. Rav Ashi says, Shma Mina, the Rav Huna less the chash of Yochanan and Nuri. Obviously, we don't accept the opinion that we referred to earlier of Rav Yochanan and Nuri back in the Flamet. Hey, the Tanya, more quoted, the Rav Yochanan and Nuri Omer Aruz Min Doganhu. Rav Yochanan and Nuri held that rice is a type of grain, and therefore you wouldn't be allowed to have it. Chayavin Achimutokaris. Obviously, Rav Huna disregarded that sheet of Yochanan Nuri, is completely rejected from halacha because he had rice on his Seder plate. Okay. And he said, Adam Yotzim, and Yerichavos, basically, make matzah out of it. Okay. And then the Gemara has other suggestions as to what the two tavshil is. Chizkiya says a fish and egg, and Rav Yosef said two types of meat. One zechel pes, one zechel chagiga. Okay. Whatever the shnei tavshil are, you can look in the Rashi and the Rashbam and so on. But then we assume one is Zechel Korban Pesach, one is Zechel Korban Chagiga. Fine. But the bottom line, okay, bottom line is that look in 35, Rashbam writes there in Kuvi Dalam Reis, Ho, enough from Rav Huna, Bishul Chibos, Laharos, Halacha Kamoso. Rabbi wanted to demonstrate that the Halacha is like Rav Huna, and he had rice on his Seder plate. Okay, so that's the issue. So there's no issue halacha of rice being chametz on Pesach, and the Gemara makes it clear that we completely reject the shita of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, who considered rice one of the types of dogon, and we don't paskin that way. And that's it. And he had dafka had that as one of his shnei tavshilin on the Seder plate. The Rosh Imsachim Perak Beis Simon Yud Beis 36 quotes it talks about this Gemara and so on, and that's in Perak Beis, you know, the Warren Daf Lamed Hey, and he spells out what we already spoke about. That we have a connection in terms of the only time you can be yotzei matzah is with something that theoretically could become chametz. Okay, and he writes also on the top of the next page: the less hilchas of Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri, the oser ba'orez v'dochad. He asers on Pesach rice and millet because it could become. We don't paskin that way, and that's it. Comes the Korban Nisano, whose commentary is printed on the bottom of the page in the Rush. The back of every Gemara, and Perak Beis, Simon Yud Beis, there, Os Ayin, Umutar, and look what he writes, the Logas Rinan Otu Shar Maisa Kedera. Okay, we don't have a Xera, well, better not eat rice, because you may come to eat something else, and so on, you may come to eat real flour, and so on, just like we don't say that by lentils. Wonderful, until the last line. V'anan b'nei Ashkenazim, Doagim lahachmer chumra gedolo. We, the Ashkenazim, have a big chumra in this area. You know, it doesn't elaborate, but it means that we take don't eat these things on Pesach. He writes, it considers it a big chumrah. Okay. Now there is a Gemara in Pesachim Mem Amud Beis at some point too. Okay. Mem Amud Beis 38. Rav Papi Shari Leila Burdeki Debe Reish Galusa Lemimcha Kedera Bechasisi. Okay. Which is some type of a, you know, kidney stuff. They would, the bakers, Burdeki Reish is Nachtomen. The bakers in the house of Reish Galusa weren't so religious. They put this stuff in. I guess it helps stuff cook better. But it's chasisi, kimcha davshun, some type of flour, not the real chametz and so on. And Amar Rava, Ika Deshari, Kihai Milsa Vedukta Deshrichi Avdi, we shouldn't allow it because the servants will get mixed up and so on. And they'll think, they'll think other things are mutter. But then Ika the Ami Rava Gufe Machila Kirim Chasisi, the different version, Rava himself did it. Okay. And, Rashi says it's Kimcha Davshuni, but the Ri has a different thing that it was Kama the 40 of Tosas there, Diva Maskal Rova and Psochem Memabay says the near the week it appears for Aruch Bechasisi Kemach Shaladoshim the Ain Darkam Lova the Chimutz Kolkach. They weren't didn't want to be gozer, you know, I guess flour made out of lentils, Adoshim. Okay, they weren't gozer on it. Okay. And that's how the Rosh brings in Perak Beis, even Chof Ches 41. Abu Bechasisi, sorry, the Harava Gufa Machle. It was absolutely okay. All right. And they would put that in the pot and so on. And according to some, it means lentils. So again, it's 100% mutter. The Gemara seems clear, although the Gemara does have at least a having. The one side is that Rava didn't like it. But according to Ikadami, Rava did it himself. And again, because we're not worried about kitnios. However, in the Sefer Mitzvahs caught in the smack, and that's as far as I know, the earliest source, okay, in terms of this, and again, the Korban Asana on the bottom of the page in the Rush quoted, but it's certainly from earlier sources, okay? As far as I know, the earlier source, its earliest sources here in the commentary, the Smak in the 1200s, okay? The Smak at the very end of Mitzvah Reish Chav Beis, Sefer Mitzvah Cotton, writes in 42, Ein Sharnas Hamursam, and certain things, seeds and whatever with chickens, feeding the chickens on Pesach. So on the Hagos of Rabbeinu Peretz, that's a question whether Rabbeinu Peretz wrote that, all of them, or the Smak wrote some of them himself, not for now, but you look at 43, Sefer Mitzvah Cotton, Hagos of Rabbeinu Peretz, Mitzvah Reish Chav Beis, Os Yud Beis. Bala Kitnios, Kagon, he has different words, okay? I think Reish Yud Shin is rice. Adoshim Ukiyotze Behen, Rabosenu, Noagim Behem Isser, Shalol La'ochlam Pesach Klal. Now, this is an early work at the time that we've shown him. And he already writes that the Arabanim don't eat it on Pesach. B'chein Nirem, okay? And I've heard this from others. Kimiduma Shashamati, Awapulin, types of beans. Shalol La'ochlam Pesach, and so on. Not to call Pesach. Now, he does write in the second line, at the end of 43, the end of the second line. Umori Rabbeinu Yechiel, one of the Balei Tosef, and Yechiel. Hayanoag Lechob Pesach, Pul Halavon. It's two types of beans. He would eat it. Okay. Vigamai Omer Shem came to Shem Gedolin. Who maybe ride a filibah oriz, even rice, which Rabbi Yochanan ben Nuri considered dogon, but we say not like that. Okay. And so on. But Mihu on the fourth line, even though some Rabbanim were not worried about this, so says the parrots here, Mihu kosha hadover ma'od, lehatir dover shenoagin boha olam isur mimei chachomim akadmonim. It's difficult to be matter something which the early chachamim, whatever the reference point is, again, we're talking the 1200 now, which the early chachamim already assered. Okay? The mistama lo no is machmas. Now, not because of chimutz, that's in the Gemara. Okay? It's not going to become chametz. That's every child knows. Tinokos shabbat rabba. No, that whoever learned psachim, you know that it doesn't become chametz. So he says, what is it concern then? Lechach nireh lekaim minig lesar kol kitnis bepesach lo machmas chimutz atzmo kitos lo makain and mitam gzerahu. He said it's a gzerah. We're not enachanami. It's clear from the Gemara. Every child knows. Every child who's on psachim knows that these types of things don't become chametz. So says the smak or the Rabbeinu Peretz here. Agreed. Okay, they're not going to become chametz, but they're also, he says, because it's a sort of a gzerah, because they're made into some type of similar type of tavshil. He says, "Mitam gzerahi the cave of the kitnis maisa kaderahu." It's cooked in a pot in this manner. The doganami maisa kaderahu kedaisa, like cereal. You know, people make cereal porridge and so on. Iavisharin and kitnis ulai osila chlufa lahater daisa. Okay, if you're going to make porridge or some type of a mix out of these grains, so people think, oh, you can also use other types of grain. Cave of the idividi maisa kaderahu. And not only that, the gam mini the midgun who they're piled or they're collected the same way. So according to this smak, yeah, question, yeah.
So I don't see a makor to the isur.
No, we have no. I'm stress again. There is no makor that I'm aware of in the Gemara.
So and if they make it tafshil, what about green? What about green?
Where do you draw the line? So right. So let's see. We'll get there. But right now, I'm just trying to show you that it's, I think this smak, as far as I know, is the earliest of the makoros. But he does say it, you know. Can you mute it? Because I'm getting feedback. But I'm just trying to point out that what we have here is a source from the Rishonim, that there is such a practice. And he said in the 1200s, there's some Chachamim Kadmonim. So let's go. One is it'll mix people up. Again, if someone has, someone's not muted, can. Because we're losing any feedback. Okay, anyway. One second. Let me see if I can do it. One second. I'm sorry. So, yeah. All right. In any event, that's one thing he says. And then he says it's midi the midgun, the way it's collected or piled exactly in a certain way. It's similar to the chameshes haminim. And he says, l'chach aseich lufe le'osin she'enan b'nei Torah. Those people are not such knowledgeable. And he says, it's your question, below domi limina yurokos. It's not like other vegetables, you go and krub or crush them, that they're not similar to dogon at all. Okay, that's a question that may be in the eye of the beholder. You know, but in other words, the smack here is saying, or the parrots here on the smack is saying, it's not like other, low domi, four lines on the bottom, below domi limina yurokos, you go and krub or crush them, the carobs, other types of things. They're not like dogon at all. Okay? And he writes, "Uminag hagun huli zar b'chol kitnis kedepreshes afil mechardo mustard." because the way it's also collected and so on, even though the Gemara allows rice, yeah, that was back in the days of the Gemara where people were more knowledgeable, they're more careful, we don't have to worry and so on. But we today, unfortunately, a lot of Amaratzim around, and therefore we want to answer it. So claims the smock on the Ben Peretz on the smock. Similarly, in 44, the Mordechai, again, one of the Rishonim. These are Rishonim. The Mordechai in the second paragraph of Pesachim called Shor Remez Tuf Kuf Peches. He writes in 44, V'kitnis k'don orez v'dochon opulin v'adosh v'gyotzim hem ein v'hem mishum chimutz. All these type of things, rice and millet and beans and lentils. There's no chametz, okay? And not only that, but, you know, he says that theoretically you should be allowed to eat and so on. However, and nonetheless, he says, and he quotes that we don't pass Nevi Yochanan Nuri, in terms of the rice, everything we mentioned before, but I'm on the fifth line there, 44th, Amnam Gisi Harbi Yitzchak Mikorvil, that's the author of the Sefer Mitzvahs Kotzer, Sefer Mitzvahs Kotzer, Smak, Asher Yosa Nirili Lekayim Haminag Belesor Kol Kitnis Bepesach. Below me Tam Chimutz, Kitovsu, that's a mistake, not because of Chometz, we know it's not going to become Chometz, as we explained, but for the other reasons we said, I don't have to read the whole thing again, because he says the same thing, I just want to call your attention to about five lines in the bottom, in the middle of the line, 44. Uminag hagun hu lizar mikol kitnios umikol davish akarm legum. See that? Okay, so that those things, legumes, the legumes, these are including mustard and so on. He said that would also be in the category of kitnios. Rabbeinu Manoach in the Sefer Menucha on the Rambam Hilchos Chametz Umatzah Perakei Alach Aleph 35. Kasav Rav, he says certainly. Orez dochen pulin alash mikotzma ein ba mishum chametz, no doubt. Okay, it's not a problem of chametz. What he says in the second line, kosu b'sefer minhagos, which is an early collection of minhagim, b'nagu kol olam sholechol zironim b'pesach, certain types of seed-oriented foods on Pesach, because they can become chametz, or at least to some extent, unclear exactly what type of food he's referring to. But it's also, he says, he thinks that it's a it's not right because not really kitna. Kitnas don't become chametz. He objects to this. And he has a different theory altogether. He says, you know why people don't eat kitnas? Elamiknei on the fourth line of 45, she'ein derech lechol kitnas b'moed, she'rekosav esamachta b'chagecha v'ein simcha b'chilis tavshul kitnas. Kitnas are cheap food. At least it was then. It was considered insignificant. Yontif, there's a din to eat, you know, choshev of food. Samachta b'chagecha, I eat choshev of food. So again, that's going to be subjective at different times. At least in his time, he felt kitnias is it's a, which would mean that the issue of kitnias should not be limited to Pesach, which apply on Shavuos and Sukkot too, because it's moed samachta b'chagecha. I've actually seen people suggest that that was the original minhag. I don't know, you know, but he makes that suggestion.
Another nafka mina would be not at the meal. What if you're not at the meal? You're on the zoo.
Yeah, okay. That will also be an afkamina, good, very possible. Anyway.
But still, there is no makor. What did they base on it?
No, so well, the, we saw three different possible suggestions. Either it's.
Right. There is a zera. But three of them, they said they based on something Avotenu did.
Yeah. So,
I don't eat any kidney or rice, but not because of that.
Well, again, we don't. We follow. Again, it's only a minig. There's no doubt about it. I mean, it's not in the Gemara. It's
and the similarities, between the oat and spell and wheat, yeah. And
no, but those are considered.
There is no similarities,
right? So that you can argue today that we know the differences, but what the Smak and the Mordechai are saying is that it's similar enough in terms of the way it's prepared and the way it's gathered and so on. They feel that it is the same, you know, and that was the Xer. Now, when was the Xer exactly? It's not clear. As I say, the earliest source in print that I found, again, you have the Smak, the Mordechai, the Rishonim. Okay, this wasn't 100 years ago. This was, you know, the time of the Rishonim. Rabbeinu Manoach has this other reason that it was, you know, it's not considered Simchadik so much, you know. But again, apparently it was a widespread enough practice that many people followed. But full disclosure, take a look at 46. Rabbeinu Yerucham, at the Talmud of the Rosh, told us, Amr Chava Nesiv Hei Chela Gimel. He says these 46 says these things can't become chametz, and he says, but Oz Lugli says mutter. You can make any type of tavshil out of any of these things zulasi mehe haminim, except for the five types of grain. But osam shenagu shelo lechol orez umine kitnis mevushel pesach minig shtusu. So says Ben Rucham. Okay, he said it's a mistaken minig. Okay, unless they want to be machmer. Okay, but v'lo yadati lama. I don't know why. Okay, but that's the. Who is an Ashkenazi authority? The Talmud of the Rosh. Okay, so he does say that. The Rav Maharil, let me hold over the questions, because I want to make sure I get through everything.
No.
The Maharil in his Minhagim, okay, that in Hilchos Machalos Asuras with Pesach Os Tezayim 47 says, listen, this is the minig, okay, and he says, don't look at the Maril says there in the second line of 47, he says, I just lost my Yomar Adam came and chain also with the rice ain't lochlich. Nobody said, well, this isn't in the Torah. I don't have to worry about it. No, hold the gozer bon overlap chayv misa. I don't mean literally chayv misa. He didn't kill me, but he says it's lo sasa, right? We follow our tradition. Begam ein lomar minig kan lahatir the minig toes. He said, don't come along again. Rabbi Yerucham was one of Yishonim. He said it's a minig shtos, but Maril says ein lomar minig kan lahatir minig toes. Dafka advar heter gomor. Right, very fact, if you know that it's absolutely mutter and you have Tamil Chachamim, Chacham Hagun Vasi Vichosu knows, they tell you, okay, that's something else, but not over here. Now, and therefore, that is the majority opinion among the Ashkenazi Rishon. The Trumas Hadeshin in Simon Kufyud Gimel, he raises a different question. He's assuming that there's an issue of kitnios. Okay, he writes, Kufyud Gimel, Tvua shall mean a kitnios, Shaina Mechamesh, Shaminim, Shanofal Amayim. Right, but Karl Levadish is come to got wet with water. Are you allowed to keep it on Pesach? I mean, is it Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze? So that far, he says the Yirah and the Shari. That's mutter. Okay. In other words, even though we're saying that there's an issur to eat it, Al Pi Minig, we don't go so far as to say we mamish have to treat it like chametz. A lot of people that come, they sell me the chametz. They put down on the sheet corn and no, you don't have to sell. We don't have to get rid of the kidney. There's no issur Bal Yirah, Bal Yimotze having your possession. Okay. In fact, he even says, technically speaking, it should be allowed to get other type of hana. Right? Can you make oil to light candles out of kitnias? The wicks. You put wicks in oil and it burns. And so he says, look on the third line there, and then the next page. Right? We have a minig. All these concerns, so we don't eat kitnias, we don't eat it. Okay. But avolol lishos. And he said, therefore, v'nira gam came the mutala hana supposed to tzvua Pesach. Should be allowed to get hana from it. Because when I had luck at lighting it or something along those lines, although he says some people don't want to do that either. Okay? And also, it's no iser b'masho. If a drop falls into something in a mixture on Pesach, we're worried. A drop of chametz falls in, the whole thing's also not with this. The tour, okay, just to see, in terms of the spreading of this minute, the tour, in our Chaim Simon Tov Nun Gimel, 49, sorry, he quotes all the things Yotze. And then he says, not Orez, and he says, that's a different reason. That stuff gets mixed in, and they grew in the same area, and sometimes you collect the crops, and so on and so forth, gets mixed in. But he says about it, that's the Torah. So it's an excess of chumrah and lo nagu kain. However, as we saw, many people are knowing that. That's yet another reason. Okay, may not be similar in terms of what it looks like, may not be similar, but it grows in the same fields, the same area, and maybe some of it got mixed up when you were harvesting. The Beis Yosef on the tour says, Yeshua, he quotes Rabbi Yerucham, who says that it's a minik tos or minik shtus. Okay, but he quotes, on the other hand, the smak and the others, that we mentioned. And, the Beis Yosef quotes, and he quotes the Mordechai. He said, that seems to be a practice, at least among the Ashkenazim. He writes at the very end, the 50 last words of the Beis Yosef is, the less the chosh ledvarim halalu zulosi ha-Ashkenazim. Nobody follows this. I mean, in his world, the Sfaradim, nobody follows these practices in terms of kitnios, the Yisurim, except for the Ashkenazim. And indeed, the Ramon Adarke Moshe writes, v'anu tofnun gimel, v'archayim ozbeis, 51, v'anu b'nei Ashkenazim nagu lahachmir. Okay. However, he quotes the Shumas Hadeshin that you're allowed to keep in your house and so on, and we're not makbid on Isra Mashua, drop falls in, but we don't eat it. The Bach quotes the Smak, but he doesn't like the reason of the Torah. He says, not because things are mixed into it, okay, because the pieces they collected in the same field. It's not the reason, but rather because it's similar in the way it's produced and the way it's cooked, at least in those days. So that's why. Okay, different reasons as we saw. You look at the Shulchan Aruch. I'm sorry?
The what the tour says about it being mixed in is actually a very serious reason in the West in
nowadays.
Then also they used to rotate legumes with the crops.
Right, in terms of the field, exactly right.
So it was highly probable that when you harvested legumes, there was a certain percentage of the previous year's wheat. Which was a legume, and they didn't.
I also thought that's a very good reason. The Bach doesn't like it, but Enochanami, that's another yes.
It's actually a better reason than
the others.
Getting confused.
Yeah, at least in the way we cook today.
Right,
we do that reason.
Yeah,
we don't eat rice in my family in certain part where I came from.
Yeah,
as a Sfarim because they found Beit Abkua
Bifnim. Right, they grew in the same area. Yeah, so that's what the Ramah writes. That's what the Torah writes. The Shulchan Aruch brings Siman Tafton Gimel Sefala 53. Elu Dvarim Sheyotzu Meidei Chovas Matzah B'chitin. These are everything we mentioned before. And not rice and not kidneys, and they can't become chametz. It's mutter lasu and tavshil. Ramo yesh osim, and he writes bottom line, and we're yotzim biad Ramo. Okay, we follow the Ramo, and the Ramo writes bottom line. The minig ba Ashkenaz the hachmir the ain lashanos. The minig in Ashkenaz is in machmir, but poshut the ain osim with the eved. If some fell into a thing and it's bottle, and you can use it, make oil out of it, get hanof from it. And b'chein mutal ha'hashos, meaning keep it alive, so you can keep it in the house, no din, ba'yamotzei on it either. Okay? Lebush, again, I'm not going to read everything inside now, but I collected the post to talk about this. Lebush there in Siman Tafton Gimel in 54. He says it's because it's Maisa Kedera, or you may come to cook it. And the fact is, many people do make bread, at least in those days, did make bread out of these other items as well. If you look at the third line of 54, Odesh Mekomish Osim Pasmi Kitnias. And therefore, once you can make it into bread, so, then it's a problem. Okay? The Vilna Gaon, the Bir HaGroa, Siman Tafnun Gimel Sif Aleph, Yesh Osim 55, also says that it's easy to mix up. And he likes that reason, as you mentioned before, the two you just mentioned, Gam Pa'omim Tavua Me'urav Bahan, the E.F. Shalavaro Yofen. It's exactly what you're saying. I think it's only going. It's very difficult, especially if they rotate the crops. So it's very hard stuff gets blended together. It's very hard to mix. Because I always wondered, what do you mean EF Shalavaro? Why can't the answer is because it's so mixed in, because we're in the same field and so on, it's very difficult. Okay, and therefore Lechach Nagu Lesser. And that's why they ask it. That's what the Vilna Gaon writes. Okay. And the Elia Rabbah in Sim Tuftum Gimel Sivkot and Gimel quotes Al Yomar Adam came to Ainis Ain Lochosh. Right, that's like we said in the Mariel. Don't say, listen, this is a big deal. No, this is our minig, and we have to keep the minig. The Shulchan Aruch Rav 57 also writes in Tzav Gimel Aval Nagu Medinas El Shalola Chopes Atav Shalora Zedochen Upulim Adoshim. He has Shumshimin Usharmin Kitnios and so on. We don't need it at all for the reasons that we mentioned. On the other hand, he says in Sif, hey, but it's only a problem of eating, but you can get Hanoa and other types of benefit from the Chai Adam. Okay, gives other examples. Kal Kuf Chav Zayin. Kal Kuf Chav Zayin. Sif Aleph 58. Kol Menei Kitnis Ron Kigon Rice. Orez. Here is Dochem. It's a mill. Greeka. The combination with Kis. I think it's Kusema. That means buckwheat, I think. Okay. And these type of things are all usser. Okay. And he writes in the third line. Acha Gaonim Shokama Meo Shonel Fanei. For hundreds of years, it's usser because it'll mix people up, whatever the reasons we like. And therefore, V'lachay Nagu Kol Tfutzos HaGola Ashkenazim. V'chein is Poland. Okay, we also consider Ashkenazim. We asa this, and we don't cook retzke and orez, any of these types of things. We look at the end line. We keep the traditions of our family, and we don't change it. The Mishnah Berurah writes also in Zikot and Vav. He writes Lo Mikra Din. It's not really a din. It's a chumra. It's a chumra. No question. It's a chumra. Says the Mishnah Berurah. But the Tam of the Chumra, he says, because he also likes that reason. That's when he prints first. Shalifamim Tvua Meura B'mina Kitnios. Okay. He says sometimes different types of tefuah are mixed in. Different types of tefuah are mixed in with the kitnios and so on. But Yef Shalavar Yofer, like the Vilna Gaon said, and he gave some of the other reasons also. And therefore, we follow that chumrah. In the Bir Halacha, he writes in Siman Tafton Gimel Sif Aleph 60, he quotes that Rabbeinu Manoach LaHalacha that the people didn't eat these. He mentions these zironim. Besides, Rabbeinu Manoach quoted the reason about Simchas Yontav, which would extend to other things. But anyway, he asks this also. However, I do want to point out among Ashkenazi poskim, in terms of Ashkenazi achronim, we saw that Rabbeinu Rucham said it's a minig shtos, and even the Tor said it's a chumri yaseira. Among the achronim already, Rabbi Yaakov Emden, who was certainly an independent-minded thinker, Rabbi Yaakov Emden in the Moruk Tzia, that's his commentary on the Tor in Siman Tov Nun Gimel 61, he says of a shas harchak. Vada yesh lahatir gam kolkinis bechila. V'akshare afila rabbeinu balaturim, the Torah, shahaya Ashkenazi, uvayom of kvar hischel minag chumrazu, in his days you already had this chumra, lo hishkiach, but I didn't care about it, v'chosu v'chumra yaseri, to call it a chumra yaseri l'nogubo. V'klal shalo kiblu avosin Ashkenazim zal b'yomav. Apparently it wasn't so spread wise, at least not among all Ashkenazim. Okay? And apparently not everybody, and some people consider minag shtus and so on. And he quotes the Gemara, of course, with Rabbi Yochanan, you know, with the rice and on the Seder plate and so on. So, and he also mentions, about this five lines down, Aleph Mem Hey Avi Mori Hagon. The Yaakov Emden, the author of Mark Tzvi, was the son of the Chacham Tzvi, one of the posts of his time. So my father, Chacham Tzvi, Kama Tzar Nitzar Oso Tzarek Ozos. My father was very upset about this minute. Didn't like it. Kol Chaga Matzos, Hayom Mishraim VaOmer. The whole Pesach, I remember growing up, my father, the Chacham Tzvi, always used to say, Iayasher Cheli Avatlino Lemina Garua Halaz. If it were up to me, I would get rid of this minute. It's the chumra that's going to lead to kulas. And he says, because what's the kula? So he goes on to explain, because since you're not going to be able, these kidneys are readily available. Okay, they're easy to get. Okay, and you can make lots of foods out of them. He said, especially poor people who get them. If we're asering then, so that means you have to bake more matzahs. And it's not like us today, you know, you can go on Erev Pesach or now, whatever, you can buy 25 pounds of matzah. It costs you $1,000, but you can do it, right? You can buy matzah. In those days, people don't have storage. You bake matzah as you needed it. So he said it's going to be, people are going to have to bake more and more matzahs. A, the matzah will be expensive. Okay, that is relevant today, right? Gam ha-matzah, look three lines on the bottom. Gam ha-matzahs omdim lehem b'yoker. V'yayin yad kolot ha-masegas la-sos om dea tzorok l'bnei ve'i. So not going to afford it because the matzahs, the prices are driven up. So we recommend they knew about that already in the early 1700s. Okay, but he also says people are going to have to bake more matzahs. They're going to end up, someone's not going to be careful because he's baking matzahs and he won't watch the 18 minutes exactly and it'll become chav. And the people are going to be nichshol and nisa koris. Right, all for the sake of this minix. He wanted to get rid of it. Similarly, in his tshuvas, 62 is a tshuvas shilas yavet. Same author, Yaakov Emden, chelik beis and kuf mem zayin os dalad. Right, he says, Herich Adoni Mori Ravi, my father Harav Agon, and so on. Mine kitnios levatel hamin advar mine kit wanted to mevatel it, and I don't know why. Tmihani al kol goni hador shalofanes shalos some liban ledaber zeh. I don't know why the earlier gonim didn't get rid of it, and not only that. Not only didn't they get rid of this minig, they added more types of food to it. I mean, every year there's something else that seems to be kidneys. You know, there wasn't kidneys before. So again, Rabbi Yaakov Emden is similar. He said, like, but they added mustard and other types of things, kimmel, other things. And he writes in the second paragraph, look what he says. He says, we all see Bimannheim, I think it was in Germany, right, in Mannheim, Rotzulesser Hapriya Archakarn Erd Apple. Okay, earth apple in Hebrew, tapuach adamah in English, potatoes. There was someone who wanted to aser tapuchei adamah, kartoffel in Yiddish. They want to get rid of potatoes because people make potato bread. They make grain out of it also. Vani amarati connect them. And I said, ad kan. Okay, we're not adding potatoes. Okay, and we'll see later. I don't have time to read the Chayodim, you know, wanted to talk about asering potatoes. And the joke was they said they're going to change his sefer's name from the Chayodim to the Misas Adam. Because you can't eat potatoes on Pesach. What in the world can you eat? Okay, you're running out of food. So they wanted to ask, he said, potatoes. And he said, poor people, that's all they have. Okay, that's what they give. They're Yiddish songs. I remember learning Yiddish songs as a kid. You know, Monday we have potatoes and Tuesday we have potatoes. Shabbos, off. Shabbos you have potato kugel. Right, but that's all people ate. You know, so you're going to ask for potatoes. He was against this. I'm just saying.
That was sung in the army too.
Yeah, okay. But I'm just saying potatoes was a staple. Was the staple, not just an island. Okay, anyway. But he doesn't understand. So I do want to mention Yaakov Emden. However, Lamaisa that was not accepted. I do want to point out even among the Sfardim, the Pri Chodosh, okay, was a Sfardi, Simon Tofnan Gimel Sifalaf on the Shulchan in 63. Ain Kane Min Hagenu, he said, we don't accept the kidneys except for rice, okay? Because they once had a mice in Yerushalayim and found rice, and then they found grain mixed in with the rice, found wheat. Mixed in, kernels mixed in with the rice. That's what we were saying before. So that became a minute, even among some Sardim who don't observe the Isser of kidneys, but some, the Pichodesh quote, they don't eat rice. The Chassam Sofer in the Tshuva, Chedek Archaim, in Kuvchav Bay, 64, was told that a certain community, the Medina of Westphalia, okay, wanted to do away with kidneys and so on, maybe because of the Chamsi and the Miyakim, I don't know. But Chassam Sofer says you can't do it. And maybe they had a reason. They were coming to Chachamim there, and maybe they had other problems. It was a Shas Adchak. But he says, you can't just matter for any old reason. Okay, we have traditions and so on. And he says he doesn't think that it's right to do away with the Minig. Okay, the Shari Tshuva. There in Siman Tovnim Gimel Sukkot Aleph talks about, he quotes the Torah who thought it was such a Chum Yisera, and he quotes the Yaakov Emden, But he notes that from the Gagon Azulai, that's the Chidor, Sardi, he says that in Ashkenaz in Poland, they accepted this for hundreds of years, and therefore they can't be Mekel, it's Paritz Geder, okay, it's considered breaking down the barriers and so on, we don't do it. It talks about other types of food that were added to it, which we'll come back to in a moment. If you look in the Aruch HaShulchan, also he tries to bring a Raya, it's in Toftan Gimel Siv Dalad, Af Medina acknowledges in 66. Of course, it's mutar al pidin to eat rice and kidneys. It's not chametz. We know this. But the concern is it's going to mix up, or it's going to they make dough out of it, like we mentioned before. The iser zeh, second last line of Sif Dalad 66. Iser zeh kevin shekiblo avasena mishum gedem din Torah aser lana levatel. V'amefak b'kim v'amakilim zeh meidin atzman she'en b'am yerushamayim yerushchait. Okay, main became a darkei Torah. Anyone wants to make on this, you know, who comes from this Ashkenazi tradition, it shows that he's not the Yerei Shamayim and the Yerushchait, and he's not a book in darkei Torah and so on. Okay, now he does say in Tifei, there's some people who didn't have the minig, but nonetheless, in Ashkenaz, in Sorfos, in Russia, in Polonia, right, to France, in Germany, and Russia, and Poland, Kibbutz Kibbutz was accepted. This is a good chumrah, and you know he likes it. And he says we should not do away with it. Rabbi Yehud Yosef, in Chuvasi Chavadas Chelik Aleph Simon Tes. He agrees. Lachain ein lachenu Ashkenazim l'shanas min hagam. He says that not our tradition. The Ashkenazim did not change there. Minik shenogol ahachmer mekadmas dinol imana mechilas or the kidneys with Pesach unahara nahara pashte. Right, the rivers stream in different directions. He says nowadays most of the Eidot Hamizrach, you know, the Sfaradim, they allow rice if you check it properly. But he does say that there were some who don't follow it again. Each person follows his own practice. In terms of adding other things, so there's a tshuva Melamed Lahoel, a great German rabbi, with Dotzvi Hoffman. Melamed Lahoel, Chelek Archaim, Simon Pei Zion. We asked about Shumshamin. Shumshamin is Zazam, sesame, okay? Is that kidneys or not? And he was asked about Shemen Shumshamin, which is the next point I want to mention. What about kidneys derivatives? Shemen kidneys, oil made out of kidneys, or liquid derivatives of kidneys. Where does that fit into the mix? Okay, so he says, built the suffix shumshmin hazazam, and it's considered al shumshmin, right? That's sesame, okay, whatever. And he says, the Rabbone Ashkenaz, Ungarin, okay, they say this is mun like a mun meaning, you know, the puppy, I think, mun like a hamantashin, mun hamantashin, okay, it's puppy, okay, but anyway, whatever it is, we don't really know what kidneys are. And that's the point I wanted to mention. So the truth of the matter is, we do find kidneys discussed elsewhere. I don't have time to read it now, but the Rambam, Hilchos Kelayim, Perek Alav Halacha, hey, Kelayim, you know, we're not to plant certain things together in the same field, and the Shulchan Aruch is in Yoredeya Simon Reish Tzadi Zayin Tziv Gimel. Okay, again, I'm not going to go into that now, but they're different, there are all kinds of different types of, you know, again, Rav David Tzvi Hoffman there says we don't know what the term kidneys means. But the Rambam, which we saw before in Hilchos Chametz Matzah, mentions rice, millet, beans, lentils. But here he mentions the different type of bean and sesame seeds and other types. And Shulchan Aruch gives various different types of, additional types of kidneys. So that's a question, what exactly it means. In terms of shemen kidneys, okay, first of all, the Taz, again, we mentioned before, mustard, we mentioned before. What about, before we get to shemen kidneys, what about, well, it relates to like liquid derivatives, what about coffee? What about coffee? And that would mess up a lot of people. Okay, if we'd say coffee. But on the other hand, it's beans, you know, it comes from coffee beans. So the Prima Gadim, luckily for those who are coffee drinkers, in Or HaChaim there, Mishra Tzavzav, Tzim Tofnan Gimel, Mishra Tzavzav, Tzikon Alam, Ushtias HaKafeh, coffee, Nogin Heter. Okay, because there it's not similar in any way to the to grain. It's not going to lead to anything getting mixed up, and maybe it doesn't grow in the same field and so on. Coffee is not a problem, and and he writes, who I didn't, luckily, Masha Koren, Erd Toplin, again, the potatoes, also, unless there's a chumra. I mentioned before the Chidor, that's a tshuva called Tov Ayin Simentes, Ozvav 73. He says, Ashkenazim, he quotes the Yaakov Emden, and who went very much against the Ashkenazi practice, complained about it, and so on. But he said, at the end of the day, even my father, Chaim Tzvi, even though he was upset about it, he said, if I had the ability, I'd do it with the practice, but so he didn't. He also then quotes the Chidor Das from the Sefer B'samim Rosh, which I mentioned in the past. B'samim Rosh was a Sefer attributed to the Rosh. It was later found to be a forgery. It's not assumed it's not for the Rosh. And he says in the Sefer B'samim Rosh, that kidneys and Pesach is mutter, even for Ashkenazim and Chas HaShom, to say that the Ashkenazim should not, break their minig. The Shari Tshuva also, in Simtoftan Gimel Sivkot Nahal 74, talks also about coffee. okay, and different types of tea, and he says that's mutter, okay, that would not fall in the category of kitnios. So coffee would be okay. Chok Yaakov, Reishin, or the one of the Rachonim, 75, Simon Tofnun, well, he talks about tea also, by the way, that the people who make tea, it's not a problem on kitnios. 75, Simon Chok Yaakov, Cotton Olive, and the Mishra Brewer there, and Simon Cotton Dalad, talks about Mashakorn and Tleno Tirkishavites, which I think is corn. Okay. Corn also, it's not type of chitin, but it is considered to be kitnios. Okay, and that's where corn comes into the mix. Orach HaShulchan also mentions that in Siv Gimel over there. The Chai Adam in this commentary on the bottom of the page called the Nishmas Adam. Okay, the in Klal.
Can you just repeat that? I didn't hear, like, about the corn.
The corn is also considered kitnias.
Oh, the, no reason.
Yeah, corn is considered. I don't know when they had corn exactly in Europe. There was, you know, it's amazing, American. But he said corn is also considered for the same reason. Okay, for the same that grows, it's like beans. It's similar enough. So corn is considered the kidney. It doesn't explain why, whatever the reasons we said before. Now, the Chai Adam discusses what if it was a year when it was a docha gadol, there wasn't enough wheat. Okay, can we make on kitnios? That's what he's discussing there in the Nishmas Odom, Klal Kluf Yotes Oschav 78, the 20th Shaila, in that collection. Im Yesh Lahat Elech Yisro Min Retzke, She Nispash Amir B'chol Ashken V'tzorv Sholach Pesach. He says, first he discusses really what the Isser is in the first place, and he feels that, look, you know, obviously if it's a mamish, Shasad Chak mamish, okay, but I heard in other places that in some places they allowed beans, and he mentions red apple, potatoes, you know, that Ashkenazim don't eat these things. Again, we're making all sorts of things. Anyway, but he writes...
Peanuts.
Yeah, we'll get that in a second. That's the next thing. We'll get to peanuts in a second. You can make on kitnios. That's what he writes here. If you have no other choice. Moshe Feinstein. Igros Moshe. Again, I'm going to have to mute. Igros Moshe. Chalek. Gimel, Samak Gimel, 79, Be'inyan Peanut, Im Yeshbo Chashash Isim in a Kitnios. Okay, so he says peanuts, a lot of people did eat, a lot of people didn't eat them. I'll tell the story, something you heard from me before, heard from others before, that when the people in the Mir Yeshiva ran away to Shanghai, okay, apparently in the Mir and some place in Europe, people did eat peanuts. They did not consider peanuts to be kitnios. In other places in Europe, they did. So when the Mir Yeshiva boys came to Shanghai, there were already other Jews who came. Many Jews came to Shanghai to escape, okay, and different traditions. So the one time the boys were learning the Beis Medrash on Chol HaMoed Pesach, and they were eating peanuts. And the lady, the Chinese lady who was sweeping the floor, saw them eating peanuts. She started screaming at them, Chametz, Chametz! Right, she knew from the other Jews that she worked for that you don't eat peanuts. They thought she was out of her mind. Okay, what are you talking about? And then they found out that many Jews talk about don't eat peanuts. That's what Moshe is talking about here. Okay, so he says that anything which you make flour out of it, that's a question whether it's peanuts. But one thing for sure, okay, and he says, perhaps it's going to machmer on peanuts, but he says no. He says on the top of the next page, Lachain ain lana b'davar ela mashem mefurush shenagul eser v'chein mashem mefurush. Only things which are mefurush, okay, and it's accepted for generations that it's we don't have to add new things to kitnios. That's when they came with quinoa. I thought, I don't know what now they'd say quinoa was okay, but I years ago. My wife, many years ago, one of my sons has certain sensitivities to food. So already 25 years ago, my wife was using quinoa and chalt every Shabbos instead of barley. When it came to Pesach, she asked me. So I looked into quinoa and I found out it's from the spinach and beet family, beet and spinach family. So it's not kidneys at all. So I thought it was mutter. So yes, Rosh Hashanah told me 100% it's mutter. But at that time, then some people asked it, including the OU at first didn't give. And I asked Rosh Hashanah if he changed his mind. He said no, but other rabbis disagree. And he said, I didn't have to accept his kitnios. One of the rabbis in Teaneck years ago, when he was asked about kitnios, said, if you want to eat it on Pesach, ask the Shalat Rabbi Tabas, don't ask me. Okay, but now you can get kitnios with OUP. It's not a problem. I mean, quinoa. Okay,
In Morocco, they used to allow quinoa to kids who cannot eat other stuff. They allow them.
Right. So that's what, anyway, Ramosha is saying it over here. Is you don't have to be machmir on other types of things which weren't accepted. Okay. And therefore, if the minig, you don't have a minig, then you don't have to be machmir about it. But you do have the minig, not the peanuts. Then you talk to keep the minig. But getting back to Shemin kitnios derivatives, many people my age or old will remember that used to get peanut oil used to have an OUP on it. I remember peanut oil with an OUP, because that's the whole question of shemen kitnios. That's what the Chacham talks about in Kal Kuf Yutes or Islam and Gimel. Does it apply to, you know, some say it doesn't apply to other types of liquids and so on. The Avnei Nezer, not so clear. The Avnei Nezer says in Chuvach Chelak Archaim Simon Shinai and Gimel Oz 81, Dvar Hashem and May Reps, also some Asher Hugel and Shvesha Saiti also Pets. I came out of them. Yes, it's not considered. On the other hand, Mitzvah Chonon Spector and his Chuvah's Ber Yitzvah Chelak Archaim Simon Yud Aleph in 82 says Shmonim Hanasim and Kitnus is Surim. Some people say it's Osir. Okay, there are people Osir, even Shemen, even oil and so on. But he's not so convinced of it necessarily. Okay, he says nearly ain't lach mitklal. What did we do? The mutarm gamachem lishtos mishum zelo nichas kal olam gzeres hakitnios shagozu. They only acid on the grains themselves and not the liquid derivatives. Lamed lahoil. That's true from four. David Zvi Hoffman chelak aleph or chaim sun peches. The eishal hosted al zed a tzviki kvar hora zokin or in rav shin reish hey shamshin rafal hirsh. Okay, that's all. But Frankfurt am Main. Lahatir shemin shum shemin. You know, the broilers, okay, I don't know what it is today, but according to this tshuva, the testimony of Melamed Lahor, of Sham Shem Hirsch himself allowed shemin shum shemin, okay, allowed the liquid, okay, and he also says, the Anachakach Shamati Shagon de Kovna, that's the Ber Yitzchak, that's the Zichron Inspector, also hit the shemin shum shemin. The Svida Yesh, Chelak Aleph Simon Nun, in Shani, 84, talks about shemin botnim, okay. He says that different people said differently, right? He said, he quoted some, Avinezer, and the Munkach are gone, Mechazalazer were asserted it. But on the other hand, he quoted the Marsham and so on. At the end, he writes, Avsha Aini Roy, Lamod Mokum Gedolim. I'm not worthy of choosing between them, but Mikol Mokum nearly, Shadina Mekilim. I think there's room to be Mekel. Okay. Chalkas Yaakov, or Bryce in Switzerland also, as a tshuva about it in Simon Reish Zion of Orachaim, he quotes those who are makel on it. On the other hand, again, there's a machmas. You have to follow the different traditions that you have, wherever you come from, which today has become, you know, sort of to aser Hashem and Kitnios. There are coolers, and we'll finish with this because the hour is late. Ravad Yosef in that tshuva chelak Yechavadas chelak Aleph Simon Test 87 writes that even though you aser kitnios, but it's like someone just mentioned before, to give it to children who are younger, sometimes babies, the bottle is a soy milk and this kind of thing. So that, he said, there's room certainly to be makel, you can give kids rice and kitnios and so on if they need it. That's what they eat. And you know, when you have my kids were little, so my wife nursed them, but then certain bottles where it was prosobi, was it called. Remember that it was soy, but soybeans are a form of kitnios, but they can give it to the kids if they need it, or if a kid has allergies or a kid can't tolerate certain things, you can certainly do it with the kids. That's what Avad Yosef says. And the Chayodim also writes, even Klakov Zayin Sivov 88, Kol Dvarm Halalo, Shuminig Abaseinu Mutal Letzor Gada Olachola. I feel like we're not talking about someone's life and death danger, just a chola. Like a child needs it, so there's room to be Makel. Okay. Now the Klosenberger, Rav Dira Yatziv, Chelik Archaim Shem Kuf Tzari Hei Siv Beis, the Gabe Kitnius, it is only a minig, but it's a minig chomor. And the Ramor wrote not to change it, and we quoted the Maharil that they don't play around and hug him, okay? But he says you can keep them at home for sure. And again, if someone's stuck, you know, then they have no choice. You can certainly give it to them. Rav Herzog in Eretz Yisrael, Chuvas Heichel Yitzchak Orachaim Sim Nun Beis Ozdal 90 Binyan Kitnios Imki Ashkenaz Nun Zechumi Kol Mokum Ain Die. Here's a key, because someone asked me, what about today? Things are expensive. Many people lost work, and other Pesach food is so expensive. So you know, is there room to be makel? So I'm just going to read you the Heichel Yitzchak, Herzog, right? In Ein Day Minei Machal Achem She'en Meklal Kitnios V'Shas Ha Godol Kol Kach Efshar Lahatir Kitnios. He's room if people have no money and they can't afford other stuff, then you can be makel with kitnios also, but you got to check through and make sure, you know, there's nothing else mixed in with the rice and so on. But he does have a kula in this regard. Similarly, the Tshuva is Kol Mevaser, right? Roth, Meshulam Roth, Chelik Aleph Simon Pei. The big posik in Europe. He's not well known because he fell out of favor when he paskened. You can say hala with broch and yom atzmot, and he wasn't a big tzioni. But in his tshuva, kol mevaser chelik, that's a different tshuva. Chelik aleph simon pei. He says the Ashkenazim accepted, but he said I saw many people after the war. Okay, he says we kol mokum the second line kvar nimro al zevitir b'shas adchak. B'doros Achorim, the days of Shmuel Kluger and others, and Achor B'dor Shalavanim Bizman Milchemes Olam Rishona. He talks about World War One. Biosi Begola Bavina. I was in Vienna. Yashman Zucker Abonim for some Roshma. I had Major Gonim talked about it because food was scarce. I suppose during the war years, food was scarce. And Rameir Arik and somebody else, or Steinberg, I don't know. And Biosi Engel, Krakow, big Gedolim. The Gamani Hatzar, I was part of them also. And Echlatnu Lahatir B'Shasar Chak. And we were Mekel Shasar Chak. So people have to assess if they really feel the situation currently is a Shasar Chak, Mamish. Okay, now the other foods are too expensive, and certainly the prepared foods. Okay, so maybe there's room to be Mekel. We see that people were Mekel. I would pass on this on a case-by-case basis personally. I'm not going to say a public talk, but we did see this suggestion. And the last thing to conclude this subject, Rav Avadya Yosef discusses, what if an Ashkenazi is invited to a Sephardi, right? And then he's not going to serve him rice, but he uses the same kalim or corn or whatever. So, chelek hei, simon lamed reiz v'chamed das, haimutu l'ashkenazim shenogim isur b'chilos oriz v'kidnis v'pesach, lis areach me pesach me svardim, v'lecho mitav shem z'bashu v'kelem shabishu oriz v'kidnis pesach. Has a long tshuva, where he goes through everything kedarka b'kodesh b'sikum, mutur l'ashkenazim hanogim isur b'oriz v'kidnis v'pesach. It's mutur to go, just you don't eat it, but you can eat on the same kalim. It's not a problem of bliya. That seems like an appropriate place to stop. And again, we Ashkenazim observe this practice. We should continue to observe it, not belittle it, even though there's questions about it, unless there's a shas al chak. Wish everybody a good tevach. I'm just going to turn off the screen.
Shavua tov, Rabbi.